This is TWiT.
We reported Monday on President Obama's call for net neutrality, but now telecom giant AT&T says it'll pause investments to bring fiber connections to 100 cities until the U.S. government finalizes its rules. AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson said, quote, "We can't go out and invest that kind of money deploying fiber to 100 cities not knowing what kind of rules those investments will be governed." Brian Fung writes for The Washington Post and joins us now. Welcome to you, Brian Fung.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, what is AT&T trying to accomplish here exactly?
Well, AT&T has been in the midst of considering rolling out high-speed fiber optic broadband to about 100 cities. And in that respect, it's been in kind of a race with its competitor, Google Fiber. But it now seems as though AT&T is holding back, saying until the FCC develops clearer rules on net neutrality, which the principle is the principle that all internet traffic should be treated equally, that AT&T will hold off on its plans to roll out faster, better broadband.
Randall Stephenson sounds like a big baby to me. If you know, it sounds like he's basically saying we were investing in all this stuff and we really want there to be no net neutrality. We want to be able to charge what we want for better service and so on. And, you know, all the carriers are opposing absolute net neutrality and the reallocation of carriers as internet providers as common carriers. And so he's basically holding his breath and folding his arms and saying, we're not going to do this thing that everybody wants unless we get our way. Or is this something else there? Is this a reasonable position to say that they can't really make those kinds of investments unless they know the regulatory environment?
Well, I think both could be true at the same time. The FCC is in the middle of trying to develop its regulations for an open internet, and AT&T has signaled that it will sue if it doesn't like the result, namely if the FCC decides to reclassify internet providers as common carriers and regulate them more heavily. What AT&T and other broadband providers have argued is that they need the flexibility to develop new business models and find new ways of drawing in revenue, especially at a time when demand for broadband internet is going up, and that's putting pressure on them to find new ways of making money.
Brian, you mentioned that AT&T is locked in a battle with Google and others. Doesn't this put them at a huge disadvantage? Aren't they essentially announcing to their competitors that we're just going to stop and let you go, you competitors go forward and get ahead of us?
That's certainly a question and a concern. There's been some talk about just how serious a lot of these companies are at rolling out fiber optic broadband. Some have even characterized it as it's fiber to the press release, and that a lot of these companies say they're rolling out broadband or rolling out fiber optics, yeah, but haven't really made a concrete commitment. They need to. This is just sort of lip service. So from that perspective, it's really no skin off of AT&T's back to say, these plans that we had in the works, we're going to put a stop to them because, it's unclear how far AT&T actually has gone in implementing that plan. As for Google Fiber, Google's strategy here, you could say, is predicated on getting other internet providers to build out their own networks so that Google doesn't have to be the one to be building everything. And so to the extent that this is a battle between Google Fiber and AT&T, I would say that AT&T would theoretically be ceding some ground to Google if it actually did stop the rollout of fiber. On the other hand, the fact that if you interpret this as a move by AT&T to try and get the FCC to do its bidding, if you believe that AT&T is essentially bluffing here, then it's really not that big a deal for AT&T to say to Google Fiber, you can have some more territory, I guess.